Half responds with a layup, and this one's no good. Rebound out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball.
With 4:36 to go, this is a huge possession right now, Clark.
Harbor Beach inbounds it to Josh Shelkey in the left block. Feeds it top of the key to Eli Kraft over to the left wing. This one's tipped and rebound by Andrew Storr. 4.5 to play. Marlette trying to take control of this game here. They've led by as many 9 than they do right now. And we have a full timeout called by Marlette. 54-45 of the WLW Sports Network.
Hey, Ted, you don't look so good.
Haven't been sleeping very well lately. My home heating prices are outrageous this winter. I can't keep up. I've had to turn down the heat and pile on the blankets. And I just can't take it anymore.
Sounds like you need to switch to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler Propane offers a price protection guarantee so you can rest easy knowing your heating bill won't go over a certain price all season long. And you can sleep well knowing you're helping the community prosper by choosing a local company that services the entire Thumb area. So come on, give Kohler's Propane a toll-free call at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
From Graff Chevrolet Buick, here's Keith Barnett and Brandon Marley.
Hey boss, it's going to be a great year. It's Graff's 100th year anniversary. How are we going to kick it off?
We have the largest selection of trucks in the Thumb. Let's have a truck sale.
And we have the best prices too. In fact, the deals have just gotten better with President's Day savings.
Got a lot of trucks.
We got a lot of trucks.
We're the premier truck dealer of the Thumb. The best prices, the best selection, and the best trucks. Chevy trucks. It's no wonder we sell more trucks than anyone else in the Thumb.
Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 and Sandusky.
We want to be your dealer.
Marlette leads after calling a full timeout. We'll check in with Ryan Brown in a second here to find out from their huddle. Andrew Storm kicks it in out to Klein for three. This one in and out and back in. Matt Klein with a three pushes the lead to 12, the largest of the night, with 4:04 left. Harbor Beach trying to respond here, trailing by as many points as all they have all night. Josh Shelkey inside the lane, trying to drive in, puts it up. This one's short. Rebound, Austin Seltz, the long two. This one's good. Austin Seltz settles the Harbor Beach squad down with a two. He has 4 points of the night. It's now back down to a 10-point game. 57-47. Schaub over to Klein in the left wing. This one's no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Andrew Storr. Storm feeds it back up to Reagan. Back out to Brad Schaub, top of the key. Both teams fired up here. As Schaub drives into the lane and lofts this one up to the side, and this one's good. 34 points for Schaub on the night. 59-47. Josh Shelkey dribbling on the right wing. Back up to Eli Kraft. 3:12 left in the fourth. And we have a whistle. It's going to be a 1-1 situation for Eli Kraft to the line. The foul is against number 5, Brad Schaub. His second on the night. Team's eighth. So Eli Kraft trying to cut down to this 12-point deficit with a little over 3 minutes to play. And the free throw, no good. That's two straight misses from Eli Kraft from the line. And now we have a whistle. Fouls against 35. Colin Cook against Harbor Beach.
That's Colin Cook's third foul.
Third foul in the third team for Harbor Beach in the half. So Klein gets the inbounds. Harbor Beach coming with the pressure. Klein defeats that and kicks it over to Dale. Back up and actually stolen by Cody Seaman on the transition. Puts this up and it's good. And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. It's going to be a 30-second timeout.
That's Cody's first bucket of the game. No, Ryan, I'm sorry. He hit a three earlier.
Ryan Brown, that last timeout that Marlette called, what exactly was the correspondence there?
The correspondence was don't change a thing on offense because they're not missing. And then defensively, they just wanted to hedge screens and keep the shooters at bay from the three-point line. Also, they know that Harbor Beach is going to be taking it to the hole here quite a lot in the last few minutes. So they're looking to be taking a lot of charges and keep Harbor Beach off the glass offensively and just keep doing what they're doing.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. 59-49. Marlette leads by 10.
On the other side of the coin on that one, Harbor Beach is going to do exactly that. They're going to be taking the ball to the hole, and they're going to be looking for a little bit of help from the officials, call a couple fouls in there, get on the line, and hopefully hit some one-on-ones instead of just leaving them blank on the floor.
As apparently a full timeout charged against Harbor Beach. According to my records, Harbor Beach has two full timeouts left now.
That's what I have.
So it'll be Marlette ball, 90 feet from their own hoop on the right side of your radio, leading Harbor Beach by 10. Klein will be inbounding it, feeds it into Storm and right back to Klein. All the way down the court and the loft pass to Brad Shaw of the right wing against Cody Seaman. Drives into the lane, a little bit out of control, and this one's up and good. It looks like the man is going to fall to pieces because he's going so fast, but somehow has the soft touch to put it up. 61-49, 12-point game.
Schaub's amazing player.
Eli Kraft in the corner to Cody Seaman for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound by Marlette. We have actually a held ball. Callum Cook gets in there. And actually, they're going to call a foul against Callum Cook. Got a little too aggressive in there.
And that's going to be four on Colin.
That is four on Colin Cook and the fourth on Harbor Beach. As Klein will be inbounding this one. And it's nearly stolen by Josh Shulkin, and actually it is. Up for the layup and for good. The basket's good, and he's going to line for one.
That play was made possible by the hustle of Colin Cook. He dove for that ball, kept it alive, and somehow it happened in Josh's hands, and Josh knew what to do with it.
10-point game, 61-51. Harbor Beach trails by 10 with 2:19 left in the game. Josh Elke trying to complete a three-point play here. He has 2 3-point plays already. This is his third attempt. That is the fifth foul on Matt Klein, mind you, for Marlette, ninth team. Free throw, no good. Rebound, Cody Seaman for Harbor Beach. Still lofting it out there, brought in by Eli Kraft. So missed free throw, but an offensive board for the Pirates. Into Callum Cook from the right side. It's blocked by Shaw. Eli Kraft will inbound this one on his own baseline. They're trying to feed into, and they do get Butterfield checked in for Harbor Beach, replacing Austin Seltz. 10-point game, 2:08 left in the fourth. Marlette leading. Over to Butterfield. In the left corner. Feeds it into Shelke. Goes to work, passes off to Callum Cook, off the backboard and in for two. Callum Cook with 4 points now. And it's an 8-point game, 61-53, and we have a whistle. Harbor Beach's press caused a foul. Fouls against number 35, Callum Cook, and he is fouled out of the game with 5 fouls. 15th foul for Harbor Beach. So we'll have a little bit of a breather here as he's allotted 60 seconds to replace the fouled out player of Callum Cook. That's Ron Rubel. And Marlette called a 30-second timeout. We'll return after this on the WLW Sports Network.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey, and when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
Everybody get up.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Marlette was inbounding it, and we actually have an offensive foul called against Marlette. That'll be the 10th team. And the foul is against number 11, Ian Reagan, his third. So Harbor Beach will get the ball out of bounds because it was a ball control foul. Trailing by 8 points, a minute 50 left in the fourth. Austin Seltz over to Eli Kraft, left wing. Dribbling on the left wing, dribbles into the lane, puts it up. It is blocked by Schaub. Goes up for the putback, and this one's good. Eli Kraft with his first points in the fourth quarter. He has 28. It's a six-point game. And Storm feeds it over to Reagan into the corner to Redmond. Wide open in the left for Black. Echo over to Storm. Back up to Schaub.